Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise God. We're running a little bit late here because Minister Janice is out and didn't get a chance to come in, but I'm going to be here helping her out tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We just thank God for his goodness and his mercy. We thank God for his grace. Praise God, for it is sufficient. There is no other God like our God. Praise God. And we love him. We give him all the praise because he first loved us. Praise God. There is no one like our God. Praise God. And who's supposed to get the glory? God. Hallelujah. He's our King, and he's our Lord, and he's our keeper up on the right shade. Oh, he's our keeper, y'all. You know who it is. It's your keeper. And then he tells us how to love one another. Oh, he's keeping us. He's healing us. He's moving mightily in us. Praise God. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this night, God, you have given us, God. And God, this is a night, Lord, like we never had before, God. And we worship you and we give you all the praise, God. Oh, Father, we need you in our lives every day, God, every minute, every second of the day. God, without you, we are nothing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Father, come in tonight, God. Forgive us of our sins, oh God, and wash us and cleanse us, oh God, from all unrighteousness, God. Stand in our midst, oh God. Oh God, and let your angels, oh God, be encamped all about us. Be with Minister wherever they may be, Minister Williams, God, wherever they may be, God. Touch their lives, oh God. Keep them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I just want to touch with you tonight on the storms of life. You know, even though we have victorious living, we have storms in our life sometimes that seem as though that we just can't shake, seem as though that we just go through some things in this life. So I'm just going to briefly touch on the storms of life as we go through this victorious life that we are living in. Praise God. In John 14:1, he said, if God said it, must believe it, he has a place prepared for me, and you and whatever we have to go through to get there, we will make it. We're going to make it, you know. No matter what's going on, no matter what it is, we are victorious in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 12:9-10 said Jesus has suffered for us, so we must endure a little pain. And if we know it seems hard, and we do know sometimes it seems hard sometimes, seem as though sometimes things just ain't going right. But guess what? We are overcomers in Christ Jesus, and we are living victoriously in him. In him is victory. Praise God above all. But when we really, really think of his goodness for us and how much Christ Jesus has done for us, we are victorious. Praise God. You may be facing the roughest time of your life. Praise God. But don't be fearful. He said, the Bible said, oh, ye of little faith. That's what Jesus said. Oh, ye of little faith. Keep the faith. Keep the faith and be victorious. Praise God. I promise I'll always be with you. That's what Jesus said. He said, I'll be with you always. You are victorious in Christ. He said, I'll be with you always. Praise God. That's a promise from God. And he said, I won't leave you. God said, I won't leave you. Praise God. Hallelujah. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. I'm here. When you put your faith in him, he's there with us. When we put our faith in him, that's what he said. Have faith and believe and trust in the Lord with all your heart, mind, and soul. He rebuked the winds and the waves, and the sea became calm. What he'll do for you, you are victorious. Praise God. I just want to encourage you tonight, on victorious living. You are living victoriously. Praise God. And you may ask in your life, and why me? Why me? Why do I have to go through these things? Why I just don't seem as though I have the victory? Why so much is happening to my family? But there's a purpose and a reason for everything. Let me tell you, I stand on this every day. There is a purpose and a reason for everything under the sun. There's a purpose why we go through this and that. There is a purpose and a reason. God wants you to live victorious in that purpose, in that reason, because he has a purpose for that in your life. Praise God. Remember, it's all about God and the relationship that you have with him. Praise God. Always trust in the Lord with all your heart, mind, and soul, he says. Praise God. It's Satan's aim to bring trouble in your life. Just think about what's going on in your life. And guess what? When you really think about who's doing it, you can command Satan and say, "Get thee behind me, devil," or "I command you in the name of Jesus to go." We have that authority. Praise God. And God wants to show himself mightily. And he wants to show you how strong you are when you begin to command with the authority that he has given you. Praise God. He said, I will strengthen you in Isaiah 41 and 10. And I will hold you with my righteous right hand. I'm telling you, you are victorious. You are victorious. When you think about how God's going to hold you with his righteous right hand, praise God. He's my everything that I need. Praise God. And his hand is outstretched. Just think about how God's hand is outstretched for us, for you. And whatever you may be facing, God's hand is outstretched to you. Praise God. And they are not too short. God's hands are not too short that they can't save. Praise God. I just love it. When you think about how you are living, overcoming, overcomers in Christ Jesus. Have you ever sat down and thought and said and just thought what the people of the Bible went through? Praise God. And God saved them. God saved them. You know, I've thought about that. If you think about, just think about how the people went through the wilderness and their shoes didn't wear out. Just think about how the people, praise God, could have got drowned in the Red Sea. And God saved them. Just think about what all the people in the Bible went through, but God showed up in their behalf. You are victorious in Christ Jesus. You are victorious in Christ Jesus. And no matter what you come going through, you are an overcomer. You can face different difficulties in life. We will face many obstacles in life, but we are overcomers in Christ Jesus. Isn't that awesome? God is watching over his people. He's protecting us. He's keeping us. Praise God. Think about it. I just want you to take a time out one day and just sit down, just along with you and Jesus, and just think about how he has brought people through every victory, and they were victorious in how God is bringing you. You got to see yourself in the midst of a situation to know that God is bringing you through the situation. Praise God. The children of Israel went around the same old wall for 40 years. Yeah, 40 long years. But they came out victorious until they learned better. So every stumbling block is a learning experience for us so that we can be victorious. Every stumbling block is not to make us bow down, but it's to cause us to get up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because we are victorious. Every stumbling block is not for you to give in, but to reach forward, press forward in Jesus Christ. Praise God. As we think about the blessings that God wants us to have, God said he's yes and amen. Glory to God. God said he's yes and amen. He's not a nay God, he's a yes God. And if you are walking according to his ways, it's yes. Now God cannot deal, he cannot deal in sin. This guy, he walks in righteousness. He's a perfect God. Praise God. So we have to check ourselves sometimes. When we are going through things, when we are going through the storms of life, and know that God is right there helping us, leading us, guiding us, taking us, cleansing us, washing us, making us over again. Oh, he's doing his perfect work in us. Praise God. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Praise God. Hallelujah. You ought to shout it sometime by yourself. I am victorious in Christ Jesus. I am who God says I am. I am his child. I was created in his image, and I have been made to sit in heavenly places with him one day. Praise God. I'm looking forward to it because I believe that I am living victoriously in Christ Jesus. I know the one who holds my hand. I know the one that knows my name before I was born in my mother's womb. I know the one, praise God, that knows every strand of hair that falls from my head. I know one, praise God, that shed just one drop of blood for me. I know one that was beaten for me. One stripe was for me. I know one who went to the cross and died on an old rugged tree just for me. Just for me, just for me. So when the waves come and the winds blow and the sea roars, I'm speaking of the storms of life. Of when everything seems that it's not what it ought to be, I can say, Lord, in you, I am victorious. I am victorious. Because he's in me and I am in him. Praise God. That's another one that just kills me. Oh, the chills when I think about it. God, you are in me and I'm in you. You have placed your spirit in me. I am victorious and I am living that victorious life. Because I have accepted Jesus in my heart as my personal Savior and Lord and God. Praise God. I don't have to worry about what anybody says, what anybody does, the president or anybody else. I am supposed to know who I am. For God said, I am that I am. So then we ought to know who we are in him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Victoriously. Victoriously. Living the life that was created for us. To give God glory. To give God honor and praise. Praise God. To worship him. To bow down to him. To sing songs, glorious songs unto the Lord. We was created to praise him. That's all in living victoriously. Praise God. I have been created in his image to give him praise and glory and honor. Oh, that's the main thing. Praise God. After you have accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, to praise him, to give him honor. To honor the mighty, almighty God for who he is. I've been set aside, set apart for his kingdom. Praise God. Oh, my God, this is so good and so rich to me tonight. I've been set aside and set apart for his kingdom. Not for, God didn't create me for somebody else, but for his kingdom. He's gone to prepare a place for me, and when he shall come back, I shall be with them. Praise God. God is our maker. Praise God. And oh, I'm so glad that while he's gone, he left the spirit to live. See, I don't serve a dead God. I'm victorious in him. I don't serve a dead God, but a God that loves me so much that I can't help but say it. Oh, praise God. To help me to live victorious in him. Praise God. When I think about the goodness of Jesus, praise God, and all that he's done for me, I want to dance. I want to shout. I want to tell somebody. I just want to tell somebody else about the goodness of Jesus. Praise God. I want to tell somebody what I have received today from the Lord. I want to tell somebody about the good news of Jesus and all that he's done for me and all that he's going to do for me. Because it's written. It's written. It ain't what I'm saying, but it's written in his word. He lets me know what he's going to do for me so I can be victorious. Praise God. I can live victoriously. Praise God. I'm excited about that. Praise God. He is my king. He is my king. Praise God. He is my Lord. He is Jesus. He is Jesus. And there's no one that can match him. Praise God. All glory to God. Glory to God. If you have not experienced this great, victorious way of living, then call upon Jesus and fall at his feet and say, Lord, forgive me of my sin. Wash me and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And ask him to come in and sup with you. Don't run from it. Like Zacchaeus. Or like Thomas, doubting. No, run to him. And say, Lord, I am so glad that you are living inside of me. Reign, Lord, reign. Reign that I may be victorious in you. I just want to thank you for being here with us tonight. God, hallelujah. Thank you for being here with us. Be right back next Friday at the same time for 7 p.m. You'll be here with Minister Janice. Praise God. And I will be with you on Sunday. Praise God. Minister Janice is with Victorious Living, and I am God's Favorites on Sunday night for 7 p.m. Just know that you will be blessed. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want you to be blessed. Keep bless you in the name of Jesus, that you will have a victorious day tomorrow. Praise God. Today is almost gone, but tomorrow, oh, we got some more things, but you're going to be victorious in them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bless you, and may you have a blessed night. Bye-bye now. Glory to God. Glory to God. He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Yes, he is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead.